Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast, where we bring you the latest updates and insights from the region's thriving aerospace industry. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. Today we're diving into a topic that's becoming increasingly crucial for our industry, digital transformation. It's something that's on the minds of many of our members, especially with the rapid changes in technology.
Right, Daniel. From what I understand, digital transformation is more than just adopting new technology. It's a journey with several key steps.
Exactly, Emma. Let's break it down. The first step is digitization. This means moving from manual record keeping to digital methods. It's about storing information digitally rather than on paper.
I see. So it's about making the transition from physical documents to digital storage. But how does that impact people within the organization?
Well, it's generally easier to implement because it's less threatening, but there can still be resistance, especially if people are used to their current ways of working.
Right, change can be difficult, even if it's for the better. So the next step would be digitalization, which sounds more complex.
Yes, digitalization involves implementing more sophisticated systems like ERP or CRM. It's about digitizing entire processes rather than just individual steps.
That makes sense. But how do you manage the change and get people on board with this?
Communication is key. Too little and you risk spreading rumors, too much and you might alienate even your most supportive team members. It's a delicate balance.
So it's not just about the technology, but also about managing the human side of change. That's really important.
Absolutely, and then we come to the final stage, digital transformation itself. This is where the real game-changing happens.
What does that involve?
It's about reshaping your entire business strategy with new technologies like robotics, the Internet of Things, and artificial intelligence. It's not just about adding software, but transforming the whole organization.
Wow, that is quite a big leap. But how does this affect the people working within the organization?
It's about empowering them to be innovators. Encouraging employees to be changemakers gives them a sense of autonomy and control over their work.
That sounds like a powerful motivator. It's not just about technology, but also about culture and mindset.
Exactly, and with the right strategy in place, the rewards can be significant, but without it, the risks can be just as big.
So for our aerospace companies in the Northwest, digital transformation is becoming essential, especially with the complex supply chains we're part of.
That's right, it's not just a nice to have anymore. It's becoming a must-do for businesses to stay competitive in today's fast-paced environment.
And for those taking their first steps, it's important to have the right support. Our members can reach out for guidance and resources.
Absolutely. If you're looking to embrace digital transformation, now is the time to start. It's a journey, but one that can lead to incredible opportunities.
Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast. Join us next time as we explore more innovations shaping our industry.
Until then, keep your engines revving and your minds open to change.